Cars were going by at eye level, exhaust flowing through the streets, litter on the streets. I was eating a pink grapefruit at the time I just purchased at a health food store. And as I put a piece of grapefruit in my mouth and started chewing it, I looked around, and suddenly, for no reason I can explain, everything was absolutely perfect. I looked at the cars and the exhaust. I don't mean the exhaust was some kind of psychedelic hallucinogenic experience where I was going, whoa, look at that exhaust. Nope. In a sense, it was a normal, ordinary state of consciousness. The exhaust still smelled like car exhaust. The cars still were cars. The litter was litter. But the car exhaust was perfect. The cars were perfect. The litter on the street was perfect. I was perfect. The entire world was perfect. In fact, it didn't get any better, and it doesn't get any better than that. Nothing needed to be done. The rest of my life was recess, free play. You might think of that as an enlightenment experience, and it could certainly be described as that. I've had many powerful experiences in my life, but nothing came close to this moment of perfection. And you know what it was? It was simply a few moments of free attention. Most of us don't have free attention. The Rabbi Hillel once said there are three mysteries in this world: air to the birds, water to the fish, and humanity to itself. We're immersed in spirit, in God, in inspiration, in beauty, every moment of our lives. Does the weather person come on the radio or television saying, 30% chance of rain today and 20% spirit out? I don't think so. But we don't notice because our attention is trapped in, how am I going to pay for the car repair? Or my body doesn't feel too good right now. Or what am I going to do about my emotions, my relationships? I have to fix those somehow. So the issues of the 12 gateways hold our attention. But the moment we have just a few moments of free attention, you've had those moments. Think back to your childhood, that garden, that magical garden of childhood. Think back to a week ago or 2 weeks or 5 weeks or a month ago or a year. There were times, ordinary times, yet extraordinary moments when you felt unreasonably happy. I've always suggested to people that there are many reasons to be unhappy in this world. Read the newspapers. And there are not many mental reasons to feel happy. So we have to practice unreasonable happiness. This will become also more clear as we go through the program, how to do that. Exactly how to do that. The point is, we've all had moments of relatively free attention. We could be sitting under a tree, going for a walk, in the shower, and we feel this rising energy. What this program is designed to do is, you address and resolve the issues of the 12 gateways, your attention rises like a bubble up through the ocean, up toward the heart, literally up through your body. And you start to see life through new eyes, through the eyes of the heart. And everything changes, even as life goes on, even as the challenges of daily life go on with children and work and everything else.
The first gateway, discover your worth. No matter how intelligent, attractive, or talented you may be, to the degree you doubt your worthiness, you will tend to sabotage your efforts and undermine your relationships. Life is full of gifts and opportunities. You will open to receive and enjoy them to the degree that you begin to appreciate your innate worth and to offer to yourself the same compassion and respect that you would give to others.
Discover your worth, the first gateway. We need to address the difference between self-worth and self-esteem, because you may be thinking, oh, I already know a lot about self-esteem. We can skip this one. I've read books on self-esteem. Sure, it's valuable, but... Well, self-esteem is quite different from self-worth. First of all, self-esteem is conscious. At any point in the day, I could come up to you and say, what's your level of self-esteem right now on a 1 to 10 scale? And you'd say, well, I feel pretty good about myself right now. I'd say about a 7 or a 4. In other words, you're aware of your level of self-esteem. Self-esteem is about liking yourself, feeling good about yourself, feeling self-confident. No one could deny that's important. It's a nice feeling to have. Self-worth, however, is subconscious. That's why it's so powerful. You're not generally aware of it. Let me define subconscious as that part of our awareness, of our psyche, that is largely unexplored or unexamined. Is that a fair enough definition for now? We can become aware. In fact, what we call consciousness expansion and waking up is making what is subconscious conscious. Many powerful things can happen in our lives. We'll touch upon that in a later gateway. But your sense of self-worth answers the internal question, how good of a person am I? How good of a person am I? Therefore, how much do I deserve of life's gifts and abundance and love and happiness and peace? There's an answer to that question within you, but you may not be fully aware of it. In fact, right now I'm going to ask you to do a little exercise. Think of a scale between 1 and 100. 100 would be if you rated yourself as completely deserving of love, peace, abundance, happiness, a full, rich life. 1, if you rated yourself as a 1, it would be more akin to I deserve the pits of hell. Most of us are somewhere in between. Now let's look at the roots of self-worth. Where does it come from? Why do some people seem to have more self-worth than others? In every culture of the world, when you grow up, you